This is KNKX. Can the Seattle Sounders win a third MLS Cup? The defending champions of Major League Soccer play the Columbus Crew Saturday night. It's their fourth appearance in the championship match in five seasons. We learn more from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, for the Sounders to make it back to the MLS Cup final, they had to get past Minnesota United on Monday, and they did it in dramatic fashion, coming back from being down 2-0 late in the game. Is it one of the best comebacks ever in Seattle sports?
Oh, without a doubt. That was just an astounding explosion there in the final 18 minutes. Will Bruin got it going 2 minutes after he came in as a sub by scoring a goal in the 77th minute. Raul Ruiz Diaz managed a goal in the 89th. And then the game winner was by Gustav Svensson, another substitute who came in and scored with a header off a corner kick in the 93rd minute. And they and all of Seattle sports, I think, went nuts. To me, that sequence was just about as good as what the Seahawks did in the 2015 NFC Championship game against the Green Bay Packers. The Seahawks were down 19-7, and the Seahawks scored with 4 minutes to go. They recovered the onside kick, scored another touchdown, and then Green Bay came back to tie it. It forced an overtime, and the Seahawks scored in the first possession of overtime to win it. That was probably the best comeback I've ever seen in Seattle sports, and the Sounders is right up there because of so many goals in such short order against a quality team. It was altogether remarkable.
It was an amazing game, and now they face the Columbus Crew in Columbus, Ohio, Saturday night. What do we know about the Crew?
This was an interesting team because they were almost gone out of Columbus to Austin, Texas in 2018. They were rescued by local ownership, and they were the team that the Sounders played on March 7th, and they had a 1-1 draw. It was the last major sports event in Seattle before the pandemic shut down all sports activities and everything else. There was some controversy around whether that game should be played because 33,000 fans showed up. And the game went off and there was no ability, or at least I've never heard anything about detecting that added to the outbreak. The Crew went on to win the Supporter Shield, the best record in MLS. And so they've got a very good team coached by someone very familiar to Sounders fans. Caleb Porter was the coach with the Portland Timbers when they won the 2015 MLS Cup. And they have assembled a very formidable team.
All right, with that setup, how do you think the match is going to go?
There's going to be a crowd there, nothing like the 70,000 that watched the Sounders win the title last year, but a limited number of people will be allowed in. It's going to be about a 50% chance of snow showers or rain, temperatures right around freezing, but the Sounders have been in far worse conditions. And I think the big three of Ruiz Diaz, Jordan Morris, and Nico Lodero are unequaled in MLS and certainly unequaled with the Columbus Crew. So I think this will be their second title in a row and third in 4 years. It's a tremendous feat. And the first thing they should do, no matter if they win or lose, is sign coach Brian Schmetzer to a long-term extension. He will be without a contract after this game. I don't know why management has let it go so long, but that deed needs to get done, and he should be paid top of market because he's the best there is in this game.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.